It's 8 p.m. Last round of news with John.
Good evening. Here is your latest RTL Today news, sports and weather. I'm John Baker. Following the tragic accident at the Winter Lights Festival at Place Guillaume II on the 24th of November 2019, the Luxembourg Court of Appeal has now ruled that 10 defendants must appear in court. Among those charged are the sculptors of the statue, the non-profit organisation Luxembourg City Tourist Office, individual staff members of the association, and several employees of the City of Luxembourg. On the ninth day of the Bommelaer 2 perjury trial, defence lawyers Georges Pierret and Anouk Everling argued on behalf of one of the accused, former Police Secretary General Guy Stebbins, sharply criticising the conduct of the original 2013-14 trial. The prosecution has called for an 18-month prison sentence for Stebbins, one of six defendants accused of lying under oath in the earlier Bommelaer trial. The Chamber of Commerce presented a series of 34 recommendations this morning aimed at attracting and retaining young talent. Among its most notable proposals is making English the country's fourth official language. The strategy is based on the premise that Luxembourg will be unable to meet the recruitment target of 335,000 new workers by 2040, as projected by the General Inspectorate of Social Security. In international news, Hong Kong's leader has promised that an independent committee will investigate the causes of the city's deadliest fire in decades, as some residents expressed doubt about getting clear answers and people who were demanding accountability were questioned by police. The fire engulfed seven residential towers under renovation in the north of the city last week, killing at least 156 people, displacing thousands more and fueling public demands for accountability. Top US negotiators vying to end the war in Ukraine met with Russian President Vladimir Putin today in a high-stakes meeting while Moscow pressed battlefield advances. Putin, who received Donald Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner and US Special Envoy Steve Witkoff in the Kremlin, signaled earlier that his forces were ready to fight on to achieve Russia's initial war goals. In sports now, snooker great Ronnie O'Sullivan has been knocked out in the first round of the UK Championships following a 6-4 defeat by China's Zhu Yulong. O'Sullivan, who turns 50 on Friday, missed a chance to force a decider, and Zhu cleared the colours to claim his first win over the record 8-time champion in snooker's second most prestigious event. And Tiger Woods has disclosed that recovery from his latest back surgery has not happened as quickly as he wanted, stating it was too soon to set a target date for a return of action. The 15-time major champion, who will turn 50 later this month, underwent disc replacement surgery in October, the latest in a series of operations and injuries that have kept him sidelined since the 2024 British Open. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Weatherwise now, and it will be more of the same for this evening as there is extensive cloud cover, but it should remain dry. Temperatures overnight will drop to around 4 degrees, and Wednesday morning could start cloudy in places and will be covered again for most of the day. It will be dry in the morning, but we could see some rain showers in the afternoon and expect a top temperature of 6 to 8 degrees.